relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
The battle lines are drawn. It's coming down to the wire. This is not a time for the faint of heart. This is a time to win. This is Countdown 2020 with your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, joined by Salem Radio Network hosts Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, Larry Elder, and Charlie Kirk. Buckle your seatbelts for Countdown 2020.
It's funny. I don't think I wasn't expecting. Maybe I just wasn't ready. 19 days to go. How did we get here? This is our special hour-long Salem Report Countdown 2020. We are less than 3 weeks away from the most doesn't matter how old you are, this is empirically the most significant election of your lifetime. A choice between liberty and those who wish for bigger government and socialist solutions. This hour, we will be joined by my, how shall I put this? A mentor, Dennis Prager, a true radio hero, and the newest member of what we informally call our faculty, Charlie Kirk. Are you there? No, we don't have Charlie. We had him. I saw his picture. This is, of course, a Skype live event, which means we're pushing the envelope of technology. But before we connect or reconnect to Charlie, let's talk about what's happening that puts the next 19 days into perspective. So we have audio cuts from the Senate hearing of Judge Amy Coney Barrett, who, if confirmed, let me remind you, would be the first female judge, associate justice on the Supreme Court, the highest court of the land, who is a mother of seven, including a child with Down syndrome and two children that she and her husband adopted from the benighted country of Haiti. So how are they treating her? What are the questions they wish to ask her with her children sat behind her? Here's an example, perhaps the most egregious one first, and then the most absurd. This is Hawaii's Senator Mazie Hirono, who asked Judge Barrett the following question. Cut three.
Since you became a legal adult, have you ever made unwanted requests for sexual favors or committed any verbal or physical harassment or assault of a sexual nature?
No, Senator Hirono.
Have you ever faced discipline or entered into a settlement related to this kind of conduct?
No, Senator.
They're doing a Kavanaugh. They try to do a Kavanaugh. And then we have perhaps the most absurd but also offensive question from a man who would like to portray himself, and this isn't a joke, look at the video, as Spartacus during the last similar hearing. This is Cory Booker, Cut 5.
I'm going to ask you some questions that if you had told me 5 years ago that would be questions asked at a Supreme Court nomination hearing, I would have thought they wouldn't be possible. But unfortunately, I think they're necessary to ask you. And I hope that you'll give me direct answers. The first one, you've already spoken towards issues of racism and how you deplore it. But I want to just ask you very simply, and I imagine you'll give me a very short, resolute answer. But you condemn white supremacy, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm glad to see that you said that. I wish our president would say that so resolutely and unequivocally as well.
He is the author of The MAGA Doctrine, the founder and president of Turning Point USA. But most importantly for us, he's the newest host, the newest national radio host on the Salem faculty. Welcome, Charlie Kirk.
Glad to be here, Dr. Gorka. Thank you.
So I didn't think they could get this dirty, this fast. Your response to the treatment that we've witnessed already in the last 2.5 days of this Supreme Court nominee hearing in the Senate?
It's really no surprise. I mean, the left, they intentionally go out of their way to try and smear anything that gets in the way of their power grab. The reason they're most upset about Amy Coney Barrett, though, is that they know that if they win back the White House and even the Senate, they don't control all three branches of government. Amy Coney Barrett represents a full, complete shift of where the court was in even 2011. I encourage all of your listeners to go back to a very interesting interview between the great Antonin Scalia and Peter Robinson from Hoover Institution. And Peter Robinson asked Antonin Scalia, "Are you optimistic?" And Antonin Scalia said, "That's an unfair question. How could I be optimistic after last term?" That was 9 years ago, Dr. Gorka. Now we are looking at a full constitutional textualist change in the court. And it's all because of President Donald Trump. That's why if he did not win, we would not have those three justices. And there's a lot to be worried about. There's a lot to be concerned about. But let's just take pause that over one decade, the one thing that we as conservatives can be grateful for is that the courts are no longer going to be in activist hands at the highest levels of the Supreme Court. They will try to pack the courts if they get power. I don't think they'll be successful in that. That's a separate conversation. But all of their antics, all of Sheldon Whitehouse's, whatever he's doing, is awfully predictable.
So you have confidence that after the 4 days of hearing, then the vote on October 22nd, finally out, when it moves out of committee to the floor of the Senate, that this woman will become the next Associate Justice, Charlie?
I do. I have no reason not to think that. I think that all the Republicans have surprisingly gone into lockstep behind Amy Coney Barrett. I mean, when Republicans fight, we win. And that's unusual because, you know, typically Republicans will run to the hills every time there's any form of difficult fight. And I've been so surprised, pleasantly so, to see Republicans really uniformly get behind Amy Coney Barrett. And this will, again, the left hates whenever they lose power, which is exactly why you see them doing what they're doing against Amy Coney Barrett.
He's the founder and president of Turning Point USA. Follow him on Twitter at CharlieKirk11. From the neophyte, newest member of our team, to the maestro, the one, the only, Dennis Prager. Welcome, Dennis.
Maestro, you guys hear me? All good?
Yes.
Okay, great. I don't hear me, so I'll have to change that. Hold on.
Does he need to hear himself?
Yeah, really? Yes,
I think
he knows
what he's saying.
I know, you're right, but when you do radio, you want to hear your voice, because then you know how you're getting through.
But for once, us, just preach without hearing yourself. Are we back in an age of the know-nothings? Are we back in an age where Christians or groups of any belief system can be assailed by leading national politicians, Dennis Prager?
Right now, in the United States, irrationality has become a norm. This is the first time in American history. We look back at the Salem witch trials with embarrassment, but of course that was confined to a very small area. It was 300 years ago, almost 400 years ago. 300 something years ago. And they immediately apologized afterwards. They were highly embarrassed for it. The dominance of irrationality in the United States at this time is unprecedented, and you know it's fostered by the university. We have there's a professor I've forgotten, is it Stanford or some prestigious university, who said the notion of objectivity must be rejected. The purpose of writing in journals is in order to foster social justice, not in order to deliver objective truth. And this is what we are living with. I mean, that the senator from Hawaii to ask Judge Barrett, did you ever engage in sexual harassment or initiate sexual overtures? Do you believe in white supremacy, what you just played now from Cory Booker? I mean, it's the absurd is the norm because the left is a world of absurdity. And I say that with precision. It is not, it's an insult, but it's not meant as an insult. It is meant as a description. And hello to you, Charlie.
Hi, Dennis.
Good to see you.
He is the author of The Rational Bible, co-star of an amazing film called No Safe Spaces with Adam Carolla. Follow him at Dennis Prager. And perhaps, you know what I just realized? I think we have the two most important, influential culture warriors on air with me right now in America. If we had Candace Owens, that's it. I mean, the four musketeers would be complete. We have the man who is fighting for truth on campuses across America with Turning Point USA. He's Charlie Kirk. Support his organization. And we have the man who has, what, 3, 4, 5 billion views on Prager University, speaking to the youth, the millennials, in ways that nobody else can and does. Wow. Support Turning Point USA. Support PragerU. And don't you dare touch that dial, because all three of us will be back after these messages.
This is Countdown 2020 with Sebastian Gorka.
And I would just say to my Democrat colleagues, these years now, this pattern and practice, as we say in the law, of religious bigotry, because that's what it is. When you tell somebody that they're too Catholic to be on the bench, when you tell them they're going to be a Catholic judge, not an American judge, that's bigotry. The pattern and practice of bigotry from members of this committee must stop.
It's actually against the law. It's against the ultimate law, the U.S. Constitution, to have a religious test. And that was Senator Hawley, disgusted, calling out his fellow senators for talking about how religion, the dogma, lives deep inside Amy Barrett. How should she be able, how could she serve in the Supreme Court? That is bigotry. And I'd like you to help me to fight it. There is religious persecution in America. Whether you're a cake baker or whether you're a judge of exemplary record, support the organization that fights for these individuals all the way up to the Supreme Court. It's the Alliance Defending Freedom. They do it for free, but they can't do it without your support. Please go to our website, sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. Make a contribution today of $100 or whatever is comfortable so that we can fight for all of our religious liberties across this nation. You can call them if you wish at 877-412-5888. That's 877-412-5888. Or just go to sebgorka.com and click on the ADF banner. Let's make these victories possible today. Thank you. We are back. It is Countdown 2020, our special hour-long focus on the event that will occur in 19 days, the most consequential election of our lifetimes, which will be colored, will be influenced by the global pandemic, the most dangerous Chinese export to ever leave that communist nation, the Chinese virus COVID-19. Dennis, we are joined by Charlie Kirk, Dennis Prager. Dennis, I want to play for you an audio cut from an individual who has been lauded by the left. He is Anthony Fauci, talking on 60 Minutes back in March of this year. Play cut.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. when you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is.
Masks? Fauci said masks don't protect us? Dennis, is there no settled science when it comes to the China virus?
Listen, I have to control myself when this subject arises.
But you've been at the forefront. You've been a pioneer.
I have been, in fact. That's right. And I took the most apparently controversial position of my life when I said either in March or April that this was the greatest worldwide mistake in the history of the world, the lockdowns all over the world. And I was right. And now 33,000 scientists have just signed a petition saying the lockdowns are not only worthless, but as I said, they're extremely harmful. The number of people nearing starvation is in the tens of millions as a result of the death of the economy of the West vis-a-vis the third world. The number of suicides, I read, has increased tremendously. I read to my audience from the Jerusalem Post, Israel, which is not known for child abuse, has seen a 70% increase in child abuse, massive increases in drug addiction and the like, because Israel has gone wacko. So it is clearly not for me. It's not even a political issue. Right-wing leaders have done this just as much as left-wing leaders. Right-wing leaders in India and Israel have gone crazy for lockdowns. I couldn't believe Modi did it in India, country that barely getting out of starvation for vast numbers of its over a billion people, decides to put them back into starvation. So, of course, many of them are just killing themselves, literally. And it is useless. The thing is useless. Never in the history of the world have healthy people been locked down. If you are vulnerable, then you take precautions, and that's the end of the issue. So now it's not a mistake. In California, it's actually a crime. What Governor Newsom is doing in my state of California is simply criminal. I still can't eat in a restaurant in California. So what can I tell you? When midgets have power, moral and intellectual midgets, it's a big problem. Finally, forgive me for taking so long. I have great passion on this subject because so many people's lives are being hurt for no good reason. What you have is a lie about follow the science. So the Los Angeles Times editorialized against the 33,000 scientists who said lockdowns are horrible. Like the LA Times, so the LA Times, I thought, says follow the science. So they don't, the left never means follow the science. The left means follow the scientists we agree with.
Correct.
That's what it means.
Correct. He's Dennis Prager. Follow him at Dennis Prager. He is the brain behind PragerU and the author of The Rational Bible. Charlie, there is a CDC analysis that in June of this year, 25% of adolescents in America during the shutdown contemplated suicide. You have the best ground intelligence amongst the youth of this nation because of the work your amazing organization does. What are you seeing in terms of the long-term damage this decision could actually result in amongst your generation and younger?
First of all, I could just sit here and listen to Dennis a little bit more. So honored to be. Dennis is exactly right. This is catastrophic. It'll take a couple decades, if ever, for my generation to climb out of this almost, you know, civilization suicide that we've decided to engage in. And it's really interesting. For the last 7 years, when I've run Turning Point, we've been working with PragerU on many different things. We've been warning against the danger of socialism. We don't have to look abroad anymore. We just did it for the last 6 months. 100,000 small businesses went under in the spring, another 50,000 over the summer, another 100,000 will go under this fall. New York and LA, San Francisco will never be the same. And here's the very interesting thing that needs to be mentioned. Who did well from the lockdown? Because some people did really well.
Yeah.
The ruling class did phenomenally well. Billionaires added $627 billion to their net worth. I'm not one to attack the rich. That's not, you know, that's not our thing. We love the free market. But this wasn't a free market the last 6 months. If you had assets, if you had a private jet, if you had access to capital, you were just fine. You were able to call your wealth advisor, reallocate some funding, and you know, your net worth has probably been mostly restored from the market going back up. It's the middle class and the lower middle class that had suffered the most. And here's my fear, is that this will only lead the way for a socialist demagogue to get power. It's because a lot of people are going to be suffering so terribly that they're not going to want freedom. They're going to want to retreat back to being taken care of. And this actually could have been the quickest accelerant towards socialism our country could have ever done.
That's why when we launched the president's re-election campaign, my oh my, it seems such a long time ago, November of last year, his son in that stadium said the following: November 2020 is the choice between liberty and socialism. You're listening to Charlie Kirk, founder and president of Turning Point USA, and Dennis Prager with me, Sebastian Gorka. Countdown 2020, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, stay with us. FDNY firefighter Stephen Silver gave his life while saving others on 9/11, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. I'm asking you to support this cause that's committed to honoring our nation's heroes and ensuring people never forget 9/11. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at tunnel2towers.org. That's tunnel2towers.org. Thank you.
Time to get your friends and family on our side. Back to Countdown 2020 with Sebastian Gorka.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Job Creators Network.
Welcome back, dear friends. You cannot miss Dinesh D'Souza's latest film. It's called Trump Card. It exposes the threat of modern socialism, which we have been discussing here, just how evil it is and your part in helping President Trump defeat it. You can watch it today. You can order the DVD through us at salemnow.com. That's Dinesh D'Souza. You know his films. They're superb. It's called Trump Card, and you can watch it or order it at salemnow.com. We are back for our Countdown 2020. 19 days to go. Truly remarkable. And we have with us the founder of Turning Point USA and Charlie Kirk, as well as Dennis Prager. It's like we're back in the Jedi Academy, and we've got two Padawans, and we've got the Jedi Master Dennis with us, and we are learning from him. We all are learning from Dennis. Follow Charlie at CharlieKirk11 and Dennis at Dennis Prager, and of course, check out Turning Point USA and PragerU. Okay, so we are talking about coronavirus, the Chinese virus, its impact on this election, and I have to share with you a leaked audio from an interview, a magazine interview with the governor of New York, and this audio was never used in the interview, and now it's leaked, and it's the governor's explanation of what's happening to the great city of New York. Cut 9.
This is not a highly nuanced, sophisticated response. This is a fear-driven response. I didn't propose this, you know. It was proposed by the mayor in the city. But it's out of fear. People see the numbers going up. Close everything. Close everything. It's not the best way to do it.
If this is an age where fear has become a political weapon inside the greatest nation on God's earth, how will that impact the willingness of people to vote and who they're voting for, Charlie?
So Dennis changed my mind on something. For years, I thought that human beings naturally wanted to be free. And Dennis convinced me that freedom is a value. And that's not what I believe. It's actually a hard realization, because deep down, I always would wanted to believe that freedom was natural, and it's not. You must communicate it. You must convince people and have a value backing, or else people are not going to want to be free. And the answer is this: they are going to retreat to fear. And when you have the safetyism ideology, which is now prevalent amongst the ruling class and the academics, or the Zoom class or the Skype class, which kind of runs our country, as Victor Davis Hanson said, then it's just a matter of time before that civilization breaks. It might not break this election, but if safetyism is the predominant ideology, a country cannot run itself that way.
Dennis, the president, after just 72 hours in hospital, came back from the balcony over the portico of the White House, sent a truly Old Testament, New Testament message: be not afraid. How is fear going to play into the next 19 days in this nation's future?
First, as I'm finishing the third of my five-volume commentary on the first five books of the Bible, you should know a very interesting thing in the Bible. The thing that God says most to human beings is "Al tira," which is Hebrew for "do not fear." So you were so right when you said it was biblical, what the president said, that he was attacked by the New York Times for saying that we should not be, not allow it. What was the word? Not preoccupy. What
we
was the
should
word?
Not be dominated.
Dominated, yes. So this really is as clear an example as we can have of the difference between left and right. They live in a world of fear. They fear life. They fear jokes. They fear conservatives. Think about it. Why are there safe spaces on campuses? They fear hearing anything that causes discomfort. What we have is the spoiled brat generation. The generation of Americans raised by parents who would not allow their children to fall, to get a cold, to be disciplined. And so anything in life that disturbs them is a cause of fear. The president echoed Franklin Roosevelt. Why is Franklin Roosevelt saying the only thing we have to fear is fear itself during the Depression? Why is that noble? And the president say we cannot allow fear to dominate us today. That is ignoble.
Yeah, incredible. It is truly a defining aspect of one side of the political aisle, the use, the cynical exploitation of fear. And on the other side, at least one man who says, do not be afraid. This is Countdown 2020. I'm Sebastian Gorka, and we are talking to Dennis Prager and Charlie Kirk on the Salem Radio Network. If you are concerned about how healthy you are, and if you want to do a little bit more, everybody has to exercise, everybody has to eat sensibly, but you should also do what I do. Dr. Douglas Howard has created an amazing product called Balance of Nature. Just six little capsules I take before every show, three red for fruit, three green for vegetables. And when I take them, I'm taking 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. That's how you eat healthily. And right now, Dr. Howard is going to give you, our listeners, 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order if you use promo code GORKA. Be the healthiest you can be. Call them on 800-246-8751. That's super easy number, but write it down. 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com. But you've got to use the secret code GORKA. Balanceofnature.com. Promo code GORKA.
You thought it was safe to come out. It got worse. This is it. The battle rages on Countdown 2020 with Sebastian Gorka.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Alliance Defending Freedom.
I keep saying it's 19 days to go, 19 days to go. But what is happening across America? Voting has already started in numerous states. And we have to make sure that our side, for once, is more mobilized than the other. We have to out-organize the collectivists on the left. How do we do that? With the Job Creators Network and KeepAmericaAmerica.com. Please go there today. Register yourself to become part of the machine that will get Donald Trump reelected. You'll get all the information you need to help register your friends, polling dates. It is absolutely essential. Already 350,000 of you have registered. You're committing to take at least one other person to the polls with you. I want that number to be a million so that we get the 45th commander-in-chief reelected. Do a little, do a lot. Just do your part. Go to KeepAmericaAmerica.com. That's KeepAmericaAmerica.com. We are back with three of Salem's national radio hosts. Dennis Prager, the author of The Rational Bible, also the founder of the incredible PragerU, as well as Turning Point USA founder, president, chief mufti, if you will, of Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk, both battling the propagandists and fighting for the truth. Gentlemen, let's start with you, Dennis. 80 million unbidden mail-in ballots being sent out by Democrat governors. That's a recipe for disaster, is it not?
Everywhere it has been tried, they have found, not even intentionally, they have found terrible mistakes. It is obviously open to intentional fraud, which is redundant. Fraud is intentional. But it is simply open to errors. Who is being sent a ballot? Is the person dead? Has the person moved? Did the person vote in person already? It doesn't know. If I got one in the mail, which I never asked for, how does it know I didn't vote in person? It doesn't know that. Why can't I vote in person after I mail mine in? Who will know that I have sent out a ballot? They won't know that at the polling place. You don't even have to show ID, right? That's called voter suppression. It is the Orwellian world of the left. To ask people to say this is who I am voting is now called voter suppression. I mean, does one understand the absurdity? Is there a democracy on earth where you do not have to establish who you are when you vote?
India does it. Mexico does it.
Yes, who doesn't do it? I mean, it makes no sense. I have to show an ID to buy an airline ticket, but not to vote in a democracy?
Charlie, how does this play out? We see a lot of activism, a lot of people who demonstrate against you on college campuses, who end up to be people who may be very loud, but who don't vote. What is your concern with the upcoming election and election integrity?
A couple thoughts. Number one, it's interesting. In California, there's a lot of churches and gun shops that have tried to do ballot harvesting legally, and now they're getting shut down by the state of California. I know a pastor in California that is now being arrested, threatened with arrest by police because he's getting his congregation to bring in ballots. And they said, no, this is not a state-sanctioned place. It's exactly by the law of ballot harvesting. And as Dennis always says, you know, the left, they destroy everything they touch. And if you dare do something that they don't like, even under their own code of conduct, they'll enforce it against you. I want to say one thing, Dr. Gorka, and I want to make sure that we get this in, is that the negative attacks against Joe Biden are not working. And we must be honest about this. You look at every single public approval poll. You look at the 200,000 doors we have knocked on at Turning Point Action. Joe Biden's favorables are going up, not Hillary Clinton. Remember back in 2016, you saw Hillary for prison signs. You saw people really, really motivated to take out Hillary. It's not happening with Biden. And I think that we have to in some way treat this as the incoming Harris administration, not the Biden administration. And just from a political landscape point of view, I could tell you that moderate and swing voters, especially over the age of 60, are not thinking kindly about this barrage of attacks against Joe Biden's mental state, his mental acuity. And so I have plenty of concerns. I, you know, talked about this today.
So hang on a second. So does that mean that conservatives should be talking about Kamala Harris?
Only. We should forget about Joe Biden.
Dennis,
he's irrelevant.
Dennis,
he's not president.
No more talking the truth about a man who clearly has cognitive issues. What's your response?
Move the dial.
The cognitive issues is not effective, in my opinion. But attacking him is appropriate where it is so valid. I mean, I just have one question: How does a man whose entire life has been in public service become a millionaire, a multimillionaire, and all of his family become tens of million times over millionaires. That has to be a legitimate question. But Charlie's right, and ironically, I don't even care about Harris. My argument to all Republicans that I in the Senate, that the House, that I've ever talked to is, do not run against your opponent. Run against the left. You have to make it clear to Americans. It is irrelevant who the Democrat is. If the Democrats put up a saint, they would be as destructive as if they put up a devil.
So let me ask you, in the last 30 seconds we have in this segment, what does that mean, Dennis? Run against the left. How different would the campaign look if they took your advice?
Then they would explain that the country is being threatened in its very fundamental values. America as America is being threatened by the left. The Democratic Party is the party of the left. If you vote for a Democrat, you are ending democracy and welcoming riots.
I think that's incredible advice. 30 seconds, Charlie, on Dennis's advice.
Dennis is exactly right, and I'm just trying to signal a fire alarm. We keep on attacking Joe Biden the way we have, we're going to lose. I'm telling you, we are on the ground. We're talking to voters who matter. It is not working. You have to shift. You have to pivot. Senior citizen swing voters are going towards Biden right now. That is not fake polling. That is real data on the ground. And the sooner we recognize that they represent an ideology, not just a person, the better.
Sagacious words from both of my national radio host colleagues here on Countdown 2020. Dennis Prager, he is behind PragerU, PragerU.com. Support that incredible institution, as well as Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk, CharlieKirk11 on Twitter, and TPUSA.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, Countdown 2020, broadcasting live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, if you are in pain today, please stop and listen. There is a product that is 100% drug-free that is providing relief to tens of thousands of Americans around the nation, including Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor, and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. Shouldn't you find out right now if Relief Factor could work for you like it works for Alicia and me and thousands of your fellow Americans? Of course you should. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening as I do, and I guarantee you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for all of us, thousands of your fellow Americans. Call 800-500-8384, or just go now to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Take notes. Tell your friends. Get them registered and get them to the polls. This is the election of our lifetime. Countdown 2020 with Sebastian Gorka.
I was on a stage with Dennis Prager about a year ago, and he taught me something which is important for all of us hosts and listeners. We don't exist without the support of you through our sponsors. If you like what we do, there's one way to keep it going. Support them. Including the great Mike Lindell. He's a patriot. He's an incredible, successful businessman. If you go to MyPillow.com and buy his products, you make talk radio possible. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Last couple of minutes we have left. One question to both of our guests, Charlie Kirk and Dennis Prager. What should Americans do in the next 19 days? People who aren't radio hosts, what should all Americans do? Charlie, you first.
Yeah, I get this question a lot. I think you have to think smaller to think bigger. I mean, a lot of people, I think, are too focused on the presidential elections, where their school board and their town council has been completely run by Marxists. And they complain about the curriculum being taught to their kids, but they don't know the school board members that are actually doing it. That's number one. And then number two is start to think, what if we lose? What am I willing? What am I doing in the next 19 days to be okay that if we lose, I say I did everything I possibly could. There's a volunteer activist and monetary deficit to the left right now. I'm telling you right now, if we lose, it'll be because we are not doing what we need to be doing on the ground. It's a big problem. Few people are talking about it. We're being outspent 15-1. They are very motivated. I'm not saying that we're not, but showing up to a rally really doesn't do anything.
Get busy in meaningful ways, I think, is the message. Dennis.
Oh, I agree with everything Charlie said. I give a little more credence to showing up at a rally. I think it's very motivating, and it's somewhat depressing to the other side, which cannot get 15 people at a rally unless they start buying them lunch. But but the think small is always the answer. And the Senate races, like in Arizona, are of supreme importance to this country. Because if they win the presidency and don't take over the Senate, then we have a chance in 4 years to not lose the gains of the gains of the Trump administration. The other is I have a motto to people that I say very often.
We have a couple of seconds left in this.
There are three types of good people: those who do nothing, those who fight, those who help the fighters. Please help the fighters. Not everybody is a fighter, but no one should do nothing.
Help the fighters. Go right now to DonaldJTrump.com. Volunteer. Make calls for the president at TrumpTalk.gop and text MAGA, MAGA, to 88022. That's MAGA to 88022. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, Dennis Prager. Thank you, Charlie Kirk. And thank you, Dennis's muse. You know who you are. Let's save this republic. This has been Countdown 2020. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.